Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WPHD HD3 Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, Rich Zeoli.
Well, they're lying again about Byron Donalds, who was just on the show yesterday, trashing Jim Crow. Today, Hakeem Jeffries accused Byron Donalds of praising Jim Crow laws. Praising Jim Crow. Which, of course, on this show, he trashed it just yesterday. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Testimony is underway in the Hunter Biden gun trial. What's amazing about this is that the United States of America is relying on the Hunter Biden laptop as evidence. And the defense conceded that there's no indication that the laptop was tampered with in any way, shape, or form. So what is amazing is that I, Richard Zeoli, your trusted afternoon host, your pal, your buddy, 4 years later, I am now convinced the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation. Because how could the government possibly use it as evidence against Hunter Biden, after telling us for 4 years it was Russian disinformation? So now that the government says it's real, I don't believe them. So now I'm back to believing it was Russian disinformation, even though I never believed that from the beginning. I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm very confused. It's almost like they lied to us on purpose. Like they lied to us and told us it was Russian disinformation when they knew it wasn't. I know. I mean, our government lying to us and 51 former national security deep state hacks going on and on and on and telling us it was Russian disinformation. That can't happen, right? That can't happen in America, right? Oh, man, the gaslighting is incredible, isn't it? We live in the era of gaslighting. They think we're that stupid. They really do. They think we're that stupid. Kathleen Buell, Biden's ex-wife, said from 2015 to 2019, she would actually search Hunter Biden's car for drugs. checking if the car had drugs in it because she wanted to make sure that the kids wouldn't use the car and get stopped with the car full of drugs. Imagine that. And Hunter Biden actually had an exchange. They played this in court today, an exchange with a woman whose name was Weed Slut 420, which, by the way, is the Twitter handle that I tried to get, and it was taken, obviously, now I know by who. But Weed Slut 420, she was in a lot of the pictures with Hunter Biden on the laptop, and she went on about how Hunter liked his drugs. There's a whole bunch of things coming out here and all this, but I tell you, it's just amazing. Because I was told, and you were told, that the laptop was Russian disinformation. Joe Biden stood on the debate stage and lied over and over again. Hunter Biden went on TV and lied and said, I don't know, there might be a laptop. I don't know. It might be a laptop. I don't know if it's mine. I don't know if it's been tampered with. And what happened? The corporate media, big tech, and the government, the unholy triad, went together and did their thing in October of 2020 and completely gaslit the American people, buried the New York Post story, and told you it was Russian disinformation. You weren't allowed to talk about it. You weren't allowed to share it. You were not allowed to believe it. You were not allowed to talk to your friends about it. And why? Because they're worried about what Weed Slut 420 had to say? I don't think so. I don't think, and again, call me crazy, call me cynical. I don't think the problem with the Hunter Biden laptop story, with the laptop itself, is that there's a picture of him with a stripper on his lap named Weed Slut 420, who goes on about how ironic she found it that Hunter Biden never smoked weed because he did much harder things like crack cocaine, for example. I don't think 51 former national security deep state hacks went into overdrive to tell us that laptop was Russian disinformation when they knew it wasn't because they were worried about Weed Slut 420. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but isn't it also possible that maybe there's other things on the laptop they were really worried about coming out a few weeks before an election, such as Joe Biden's business dealings with Hunter Biden regarding Ukraine and China and Russia and Romania? Don't forget Romania. It's the lesser of the corrupt countries the Bidens did business with, but nevertheless, it's still there. No doubt about it. Isn't it possible that maybe, despite Weed Slut 420's absolute harrowing testimony today in court, that the real reason people like John Brennan and James Clapper and all these other people went on television in the fall of 2020 to tell you that this was clearly a Russian psyop is because that laptop would have confirmed what we know about Joe Biden, that he's dirty and he's corrupt and he's a sleazeball and he was making money with his son selling the vice presidency to Ukraine, threatening them with bribes, fire the prosecutor or else, and that Joe Biden was getting rich off the office of the vice presidency and helping his son and his brother get rich at the same time. In fact, just a short time ago, criminal referrals were sent out going after the Biden family members, going after James Biden for lying to Congress and refusing to testify. That happened just a short time ago. See, what I've always known about this is that Hunter Biden is the patsy in all this. He's the fall guy in this. Joe's the big guy, and Joe's the one making the money. Hunter is going down now because he's stupid and dumb and did not accept the deal, which, don't call it a sweetheart deal, was a deal designed to protect the president of the United States from having his financial crimes come forward. And that judge last summer was wise enough to use the Jedi mind trick to make sure that they would be able to kill this thing, they meaning Hunter's legal team, because the judge did not have the ability to do it. All the financial crimes of the president were rolled into the gun diversion agreement, and she had no ability to shoot that prosecutorial agreement down because it was a DOJ gun diversion agreement that happened to also include all the tax crimes. Once that judge was smart enough to blow that up using the Jedi mind trick on Hunter Biden's idiot lawyers, is what have I always told you? Morons hire morons. That's why when I recommend people like Dr. Mike Veneria, who's the sponsor of this story, of this hour, you know you can trust him because I'm a smart guy and I hire smart people. And Dr. Mike is the best, and he'll give you the smile of your dreams. So go see him today, VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. That plea agreement would have buried all the financial crimes, and it all would have gone away, and Joe Biden would have been off the hook. Now, that trial is set to start in September. This gun charge thing, it's a pretty black and white case. I mean, he lied on a gun form. He lied in a federal gun form. He was using drugs at the time. It's very black and white. He's guilty. He's guilty. And he admitted his guilt when he accepted the plea agreement. But this is only the warm-up act for the fall. And as I hear the news media reports going on and on and on about what an emotional day it was for Hunter Biden and how Dr. Joe Biden, you always have to say that by law, Dr. Joe Biden was in court by his side and the Biden family members were there, but it was taking such a toll on Hunter. And while the president wasn't there, the president's so concerned about his son who bravely overcame addiction and blah, 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 blah. And you see, that's the other thing, too. Millions of Americans in this country have battled addiction and still do. Millions of Americans have a family member who have battled addiction. If the laptop was really just about what Weed Slut 420 had to say about Hunter Biden doing drugs and really graphic naked pictures of him with hookers and blow and everything else, then Joe Biden on that debate stage would have said, my son is a hero and millions of Americans just like him go through this every day trying to fight their demons and win this disease called addiction. And when I'm president, I'm going to make it my priority to help these families and give them more resources. They would have turned it into an absolute political win for them. But there was a whole lot more on that laptop than just what Weed Slut 420 had to say. And again, I keep saying that name because it was what I wanted as my Twitter handle, and I'm so bummed that she got it first. But nevertheless, this is the warm-up act for the financial crimes trial, which will come in September. Now, in that trial, that's where we're going to find out everything around Ukraine and Burisma. Yesterday, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States of America, who's incredibly butthurt that he never got the nomination or got the confirmation here to be on the Supreme Court, he said he will not release the audio of Joe Biden's interview with the special counsel who was investigating him on classified documents, who just said he was this, you know, kind-hearted old man with a bad memory. Said he won't do it. He won't release it. But if you follow the evidence, what you clearly see here is that back when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States of America and had the Ukraine portfolio, Joe Biden was selling the United States of America to Ukraine. And he said to them at the time, and that's why that famous thing of him saying, you know, I want that prosecutor fired. That guy, Viktor Shokin, who had his entire reputation destroyed, and many years later, he'd come out and speak. I played the whole interview with Viktor Shokin on the show once. The whole interview with Viktor Shokin going on about how I was doing great. I had letters from the Secretary of State commending me on my job, rooting out corruption. I had letters from the ambassador. I had all these people saying I was doing a great job going after corruption. Joe Biden shows up and says, I'm corrupt. And I lose my job because Joe Biden threatens to withhold $1 billion of aid, $1 billion of aid, unless Ukraine fired the prosecutor. Why? Why does the American vice president give a damn about a corrupt prosecutor in Ukraine, who wasn't corrupt, by the way? It's because he was investigating Burisma. And don't forget, Hunter Biden was at the house in Wilmington when the classified documents were there. And he was driving around in dad's vet. And all the boxes of classified documents were there as well. Now, you know as well as I do that Hunter Biden is one of the biggest idiots of all time. I mean, there are idiots and then there's Hunter Biden. There's crackhead level idiot, and that's who Hunter Biden is. And this guy cannot keep it in his pants, man. As I'm listening to this whole trial, I keep thinking, well, how many strippers did this guy have sex with anyway? And his dead brother's wife and his ex-wife. And he's got this new woman with him walking into court who's beautiful. I will say, I mean, the guy does attract him, but the guy also, you know, he's got the Biden last name, which if his last name was not Biden, he would never have been hired by Burisma to be a consultant at, you know, paying him millions of dollars a year. All those boxes of classified documents had all the briefings for the Vice President of the United States when he was going over to Ukraine to talk to the president at the time. And that's why Hunter Biden was able to send that very detailed memo to Burisma, showing off his knowledge of the issues of what would happen if Russia invaded the Donbass and Crimea's effects and oil and blah, 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 things that that moron would have no idea about unless he was able to read them in the boxes of classified documents that were in the garage next to the Corvette while his dad was vice president. And we're never going to hear the truth. And the reason why is because I'm convinced that that trial will never happen. I'm convinced it will never happen. They tried to bury it. They tried to bury this in this don't call it a sweetheart deal, the deal to protect the president of the United States from the financial truth coming out, the truth of his crimes, the truth of his money laundering as vice president, of using the office to enrich his family members, his brother, his son, possibly himself too. Once that blew up, though, and the Department of Justice indicted Hunter Biden, and they indicted him separately because now there was no longer was there the ability to put it into a gun diversion agreement. They indicted him on the gun charge. That's what you're hearing in Delaware. But in September, the trial in California starts regarding the crimes, the financial crimes, the actual crimes. And I think this is all designed to get Joe Biden out of the race. You know, the stories that are coming out right now about how there's all these concerns over Biden's mental acuity. And behind closed doors, they're all saying how they know that Joe Biden's lost it. And they're getting very nervous that this guy has access to the nuclear codes. Although what they've done is they've replaced it with one of those Fisher-Price phones that my daughter Reagan plays with. And he just goes and pushes the numbers and he thinks he's launching missiles. So it's very, and you know, makes bells and ding sounds and everything. So we're good on that front. He's not going to accidentally launch nuclear missiles. Because if he gets angry, and he gets angry all the time, that Irish temper of his, they just go, all right, Mr. President, well, there are the codes right there. And it's ding, 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 ding. And he picks up the phone because it's red. It's a little Fisher-Price phone. You've seen it. And he calls up Putin, says, I'm launching the nukes right now. Ding, 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 ding. So he's okay. I mean, he's not going to actually do it. But they're nervous about all this. The story that comes out about Biden's age, these things are not accidental. That behind closed doors, they're talking about this. He's not the same person. He's not the same person. A president who spoke so softly during meetings that participants struggled to understand him. 45 Republican and Democratic lawmakers and staffers interviewed by the Wall Street Journal. They noted Biden's demeanor and grasp of policy details varied by the day, and he frequently relied on notes and deferred to aides during conferences. You couldn't be there and not feel uncomfortable, said one person who met with the president during critical negotiations over congressional funding for Ukraine. I'll just say that. Others in attendance recall that it took Biden about 10 minutes from when he entered the room to get the meeting started. And when he did, he used note cards to make obvious points that everyone was already in agreement with and participants could barely hear him. Much of the conversation didn't include him. The president asked his staffers to answer some questions posed directly to him. In a February follow-up meeting with the House Speaker Mike Johnson, they expressed concern to the president over the administration's liquid natural gas export policy, fearing that it was benefiting Russia. Because it is. Biden didn't seem to know the policy was actually in effect and falsely claimed it was only a study. The exchange dismayed Johnson and the other individuals who were in the room. Biden would ramble and mumble, and his ability to command the room varied from day to day during tense negotiations over raising the debt ceiling. He always had cards. He couldn't negotiate any other way. I used to meet with him when he was vice president. I'd go to his house. He's not the same person. And you got Democrats going on the record and going off the record, basically, and saying the exact same thing. He's not the same guy. All right. Mental health? No. Behind closed doors? Isn't it obvious in public? Don't you think that's why they want to hide the transcript of Robert Hur? Of course. It's why yesterday Merrick Garland said you're never going to hear the testimony to Robert Hur, the special counsel over classified documents. You're not going to see the transcript either. That led to Hur saying he's just a forgetful old man. No, it's worse than that. Congressional Republicans, foreign leaders, and nonpartisan national security experts have made clear in their own words that President Biden is a savvy and effective leader who has a deep record of legislative accomplishment, said Biden's spokesperson. Does anybody actually believe that? Oh, and he threatened to fight the guy from Time Magazine, threatened to beat him up. Yeah, the guy asked him, he said, you know, you're going to be 86 years old by the time you leave office if you get a second term. Can you do the job at 86? And the guy goes, yeah, in fact, I could take you. Mandelbaum, threatened to fight the Time Magazine reporter. The Time Magazine interview was a disaster, by the way. It was a total disaster. There's so many instances in that interview where Joe Biden just completely makes a total fool out of himself. Full of many senior moments, as the Daily Caller politely called it. Full of senior moments. I'll go through some of those senior moments with you upon my return. We got a big show for you today. We're fired up. We got some great guests coming on the show as well today, including Jeffrey Tucker from the Brownstone Institute and Corey DeAngelis. He is the senior fellow at the American Federation for Children. He's got a brand new book out called The Parent Revolution, Rescuing Your Kids from the Radicals Ruining Our Schools. So don't go away. 855-839-1210. Coming right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Free speech lives here, on the air, and on the Odyssey app. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Nice choice of music today. Excellent. Good stuff. 855-839-1210. I'll get into Byron Donalds, too. And, you know, Alvin Bragg, the district attorney in New York, wants to keep the gag order going in Trump's case. The case is over. He was convicted, as you know. He's a convicted felon, as we're so often reminded. Convicted felon. My buddy sent me this earlier today. Here are the jobs, the companies that hire convicted felons. Ace Hardware, Macy's, Domino's, AT&T, Wendy's, Best Western, Dollar Tree, Kohl's, Walgreens, Denny's, Subway, Huddle House, Family Dollar, Kmart, Caterpillar, Goodwill, Lowe's, Chick-fil-A, Chili's, Red Lobster, Menards, Pilot Flying J, Walmart, Home Depot, PetSmart, Verizon, Greyhound, Pepsi, Great Clips, Papa John's, Sprint, Ashley Furniture, Goodyear Tires, Sam's Club, Dairy Queen, Steak and Shake, IHOP, Golden Corral, Pizza Hut, Buffalo Wild Wings, General Mills, KFC, Blue Cross Blue Shield, United States President, ha 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 ha. The point is that all these companies around America make it a point to hire convicted felons because they understand that people deserve a second chance in life. And this is why Biden is going to blow up in his face when he keeps saying convicted felon Donald Trump. It's going to blow up in his face. So everybody has somebody they know who's been affected by the justice system in this country. There's too many laws. Too many laws, too many prisons, too many people behind bars. I've been saying that for years. See, I'm consistent, as you know. If you've been listening to me since the days we started, you know that I'm the most consistent voice in radio on this stuff. And I have been calling for criminal justice reform and saying that we have too many laws and we've got too much militarization of law enforcement, too much weaponization of the justice system. This stuff's all cool to say now. It's all hip and trendy now. But I was saying this years ago, and I was an outlier on this stuff. You know, when I was talking about the militarization of the local police departments, for example, it was like me and Rand Paul talking about it. That was it. Everybody else was, they didn't want to touch it. When I was out there saying that the NSA shouldn't be spying on you and you had other hosts. And there's montages of these other hosts contradicting themselves. I mean, you can find it for yourself. I'm not going to tell you who or tell you that he used to be on at 3 o'clock on this radio station before I came back to afternoons and was on prior to me being on afternoons. But anyway, I'm just saying that, you know, guys like that back then were justifying this. These people learned nothing from 9/11, but not me. I've been incredibly consistent on this over the years. And I've always said, if you serve your time, you do your time, you should get all your rights back. Yes, your rights to vote, your right to get a gun, all of it. That's how America should work. You pay your debt to society. And I've also talked about how we have way too many laws. Way too many regulations. In fact, years ago, they tried to figure out how many federal laws there are between all the laws that were passed and all the rules and regulations that were promulgated that have punitive damages to them. They gave up. They couldn't count. They had to stop. They literally had to stop because there were too many. They couldn't do it. They ran out. So it's going to backfire on Joe Biden calling Donald Trump convicted felon. There's a lot of people waking up to this right now and turning around and saying, you know what? Yeah, this is a joke. This is a system that's rigged, and they've seen it for their own eyes. And a lot of people are convicted felons, secondly, because they made a plea agreement because they just couldn't afford to fight the government. And they wound up just saying, all right. Weed Slut 420, though. Back to Weed Slut 420. And again, I'm a little bit bitter because I tried to get that as my Twitter handle back in the day, and it was taken, and now I know who has it. Weed Slut 420 met Hunter Biden while she was performing a private session at a strip club. Hunter waved when she was asked to ID him in the courtroom today. A picture of Hunter wearing a shirt with the Adidas logo turned into a marijuana leaf that says addicted was blown up on the projector screen. She said, I thought that was funny because he didn't smoke weed. And Hunter tried an experimental indigenous drug treatment in which the venom of a frog is administered on the skin to purge him. Sounds absolutely perfectly not crazy whatsoever. So, yeah, you could see why the deep state, the CIA, the 51 former national security hacks, people who still have security clearances, by the way. You could see why the FBI went to big tech and said, hey, there's a big Russian thing coming out. Big Russian election interference about to happen. You could see why they were terrified of what Weed Slut 420 was going to show about Hunter Biden and how it would derail Joe Biden's chances to become president. Yeah, that's how powerful Weed Slut 420's testimony really was. And the evidence on the laptop of her and the pictures with her, it would have all been over for Joe Biden. So obviously, we had to have the media and the government and corporate and big tech engage in this coordinated effort to suppress the laptop as Russian disinformation, even though our government knew it was real because the laptop was in their possession the entire time. Because Weed Slut 420 would have destroyed Joe Biden's chances. Or maybe it's because it also contains all the financial crimes of Joe Biden. which actually would have derailed his chances to be president because everybody would have found out what we all knew. He's not some kind old man hiding in the basement trying to keep you safe from mean tweets and COVID. He's a nasty SOB who sold out his office, made money, and enriched his family members using the vice presidency. And it's all on that laptop. And it's all going to come out in the financial crimes case. Except I don't think that case is ever going to happen. What I'm getting very, very worried about right now is that if they're going to swap out Joe Biden, this is how they do it. He's found guilty in the court in Wilmington because it's a pretty black and white case. I mean, he lied on a gun form. Whether or not that should be a crime or not, whether or not that should be something you go to jail for, whether or not, I mean, Joe Biden supported that law. Democrats all did because they want to try to do anything they possibly can to take guns out of people's hands. So, but whether or not that should be isn't the point. It's not for the jury to decide. It's did he break the law or not? Did he lie? Yes or no? And it's very obvious he did. But when you listen to the media talk about how emotional this case is for Hunter Biden and Dr. Joe Biden, you always have to say that by law, of course, you hear a pattern developing, setting the stage for Joe Biden to ultimately pardon Hunter Biden after he's found guilty and before the financial crimes case comes in September, which is the case that will expose him as the big guy. So in August, when they swap out Biden at the Democrat National Convention because he's pardoned his son and gave it up because he had to be a dad first, he's a dad first and a president second. You'll see that the con was being set up the whole time and all these stories about his mental state and everything else, all these things. And, you know, it's all done by design. But here's a couple things for you. This is a little montage by our friends over at Newsbusters of just how emotional all of this is for Hunter Biden, just how emotional it all is and how tough it is on him and the family as ABC and NBC play this up. Take a listen.
In a state as small as Delaware, it wasn't easy to find jurors who didn't have a strong opinion of the president and his family. One prospective juror telling the judge, "You can't swing a cat without hearing something about the Bidens." Also in the courtroom, First Lady Jill Biden, Hunter's sister Ashley,
doctor,
and his wife Melissa. Hunter Biden at times
growing
emotional,
doctor,
seeing his family at his side. He said in the past that they saved his life.
President Biden released a statement in it. He said, as president, he can't comment on the case. But he also said this. He said, "I am the president, but I am also a dad. As a dad, I have boundless love for my son."
His famous family is now rushing to his defense.
The president's son, Hunter Biden, facing a criminal trial and the prospect of jail time, getting support from the first family right from the start. First Lady Jill Biden in the courtroom for jury selection, sitting just a few feet behind her son and whispering in his ear throughout the marathon day. His father, the president, issuing a rare statement addressing the case. "As the president, I don't and won't comment on pending federal cases. But as a dad, I have boundless love for my son." The First Lady and Biden's legal team listening closely as dozens of potential jurors were asked questions about their backgrounds and possible connections to the Biden family. Four of the jurors had family members who struggled with addiction, a key theme in this case. Prosecutors charged Biden after a plea deal on separate tax charges fell apart, a process Republicans have attacked. But Democrats counter that the Bidens have respected the judicial process. And it is expected that a series of Biden family members will be with Hunter in court as the trial plays out.
Oh, it's so sad. It's from our friends at Newsbusters, by the way. Tory Brooke put out a clip today. From Fox News, they put this together. In previous publicly televised interviews, Hunter Biden said he didn't know whether the laptop was his or not. And then they also get into all of the, in the past, when all these media hacks like Clapper and Brennan, and those guys should be in prison for lying to Congress and a bunch of other things, too, were all going out there and saying this is Russian disinformation, Russian disinformation, Russian disinformation. So take a listen.
Your laptop.
For real, I don't know. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. I really don't know. And the fact of the matter is it's a red herring. It is absolutely red herring. I don't know.
Are you missing a laptop?
Not that I know of, but, you know, you read the book and you'll realize that I wasn't keeping tabs on possessions very well for about a 4-year period of time.
Not only that, Judge, remember the media
and the disinformation about that laptop that was so quickly spread. Listen.
This is just classic textbook Soviet Russian tradecraft at work.
This laptop that intelligence officials have warned is likely Russian disinformation.
Ongoing Russian disinformation effort.
It is so obviously a Russian operation.
We still think that the stories from the fall about your son Hunter were Russian disinformation as a smear campaign, like you said.
Yes, yes, yes. God love you, man.
Well, enter 2024, and
there you go. So, I mean, this is the key, right? Now, that laptop is now the government's primary evidence against Hunter Biden. So I'm telling you, we're being gaslit by these people. We're being gaslit by these people all the time. So I made a sarcastic comment today that now I actually think the laptop might be Russian disinformation because the government's telling me it's real. So that's how cynical I've become. Obviously, I'm not being serious. And if you think I am, then you're probably an even bigger idiot than Hunter Biden is. But I'm just making that point. And then don't forget the time that Joe Biden was on the debate stage with Donald Trump. Matt, do you have that clip by chance? This is an oldie but goodie. This is when Biden told Trump that 51 former national security hacks said it was Russian disinformation. Take a listen. If you have it. Do you have it, Matt? Matt? Anyone? Hello.
Sorry. Give me 1 second. I'll have it.
All right. Tell you what. Play the Scott Perry clip instead. This is Congressman Scott Perry responding to a reporter today regarding Hunter Biden's corruption.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I just ask, what actual evidence do you have as opposed to allegations to show to the American public that would merit an actual impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden and prove that today isn't just about some of you?
Oh, I don't know.
Speaker McCarthy for the sake of enacting political revenge.
This isn't about political revenge. We have the bank accounts. We can see, ma'am, you can see that the homes that the Bidens own can't be afforded on a congressional or Senate salary. You also understand that it's not normal for family members to receive millions of dollars from overseas interests. Those things aren't normal. That's not normal to have 20 shell companies. These things are not normal, and it alludes to not only just widespread corruption, but money laundering, if not influence peddling itself. And we also have the president, the vice president at the time, on record saying that the prosecutor was fired. Well, son of a bitch, the prosecutor was fired, right? Because the prosecutor was going after the company that his son was working on. That's what we have. If you can't see that, if you are that blunt, look, I'll turn it over to the attorneys.
People can't see that. They think it's political revenge.
It's because you don't report on it.
Yeah, you don't report on it. Exactly right. You don't report on it. All that stuff that's going to come out in the financial crimes trial in September is the reason why they all went to work to warn you that the laptop was Russian disinformation. Because Weed Slot 420, it was just not compelling enough to get people to not vote for Joe Biden. There was more stuff on that laptop. And they would have spun it so good. Matt, tell me when you got the clip. All right, here we go. This is Joe Biden making multiple attempts to deny the laptop's existence. Take a listen.
50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden there's a laptop. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged.
I still think that the stories from the fall about your son Hunter were Russian disinformation and a smear campaign, like you said.
Yes, yes, yes. I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign.
It's the last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family. The vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all.
So, what do you think? Was it because of the pictures, the disgusting pictures, I might add, of Hunter Biden's junk and him having sex? Was that really why they all said that about the laptop? 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. I had a great chat today with my friend Judith Krupnik. I gave her a call because we're planning an event in the fall, and it's always nice to catch up with her. I always appreciate what she does for our station. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. And if you've been by Cherry Hill Volvo recently, you may have noticed the dealership renovation. You certainly noticed the road construction. Once you get past that, you're going to find the dealership is still as comfortable and welcoming as ever, even in trailers. I can tell you firsthand because recently I picked up my new XC60. Oh, it's a great SUV. Beautiful, spacious, luxurious, and incredibly safe. Volvos are some of the safest cars on the road. And the renovation, don't let that stop you. Take advantage of the fact that Cherry Hill Volvo, they're doubling down on their already aggressive incentives and promotions with their renovation specials. So it's a fantastic time to go. And relationships matter, and they prove it every single day. So whether it's the S-Class, which is made right here in America at their plant in South Carolina, or it's the XC90, the third-row SUV that Bridget drives, you'll have an incredible experience. Judith, Yosef, the entire team will take incredible care of you every step of the way. So go see them today. We're so grateful that they sponsor our studio. And there's no other Volvo dealership in our region anywhere that is this Talk Radio 1210 WPHG studio sponsors. So if you're thinking about picking up a Volvo, and you should because they're fantastic cars, go to Cherry Hill Volvo to do it. Show the support and stand with the dealership that stands with us in this day and age of cancel culture. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
Rich Leoli from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, you know, you're going to fly like a something or other when you do weed with Weed Slut 420, no doubt about it. The thing, and this is the gravity of the situation, as I look at it, is that I'm very, very, very worried, very, very, very worried that we are all being played here. You know, if they swap out Biden with Gavin Newsom, I think Trump crushes him because, I mean, companies right now are closing in California. The minimum wage there is killing the economy. I think Trump beats him. I really do. And I don't know who else they would put in there. And I'm certainly not going to speculate. What I am going to say, though, is that it's just looking very obvious to me like we're being played here. Something is going on. They indict Hunter Biden on these gun charges. They move the trial for the financial crimes to September. So think of how this plays out now. He's found guilty in Wilmington on the gun charge. Joe Biden accepts the nomination of his party in August, gives a speech, a primetime speech to America that he can barely deliver, reading off a freaking teleprompter. And then September, and everybody gets back from summer break and Labor Day, and the kids are back in school, thank God. We then pay attention to the general election, and then the Hunter Biden financial crimes case starts. And if you want to talk about an October surprise, the Hunter Biden laptop was the ultimate October surprise. There's this laptop that exists, and on it is all this stuff about Hunter Biden and his business dealings. Oh, and also pictures of him with hookers and having sex and orgies and all the other things. Well, the October surprise now is going to be the trial itself, when they actually go through the evidence and they find out the extent to which Hunter Biden was involved with Burisma and Russia and Romania and China. And it all comes back to Joe Biden. And, you know, Hunter's a guy, I've said this before, I think Hunter Biden is the kind of guy that would sing. I don't think Hunter Biden is the kind of guy that's going to go to prison. You know, these stories that come out that say that in these meetings, Joe Biden forgets all these facts and everything. And his Time interview was full of senior moments. Like there's the story today from the from Time magazine. And he confused Zelensky of Ukraine with Xi Jinping of China. And there were a whole bunch of other major mistakes that were done, and completely things he messed up, and I mean all those things happened, and it seems to me, I don't know, like knowing how Trump is going to come in and not just be your typical Republican president to get along with the deep state and the power brokers. Are they really going to roll the dice on this with this guy who can't pay attention? this guy who can't focus, can't remember where he is, what day it is, and who he's talking to risk that, and he's already losing. He's already losing in the swing states, badly. Losing the Hispanic vote, losing, I mean, he's hemorrhaging black support. And then you're going to take, you're going to roll the dice on the trial for the financial crimes happening and just hope that nothing comes out that could destroy Joe Biden in October, late September. Prove to the American people what we know, which is the guy is corrupt as hell. So I'm just saying, you know, I for the swamp, for the people that are really worried about a second Trump term, and they should be, because it will be Trump 2, the revenge. I don't know if they're comfortable. I don't know if they're comfortable actually taking that chance. You know what I mean? I don't know if they're comfortable taking that chance. And as every time the president talks, they either play music behind him like he's accepting an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, or in the Time magazine piece, as aides try to bring the interview to a close, Biden turns to China. Hawks say Beijing is in a sprint to match American economic and military production, blah, 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 blah. But the aides try to end it. They try to end the interview. They don't want the guy speaking anymore. They don't want the guy saying anything anymore. So I look at this and I think something's afoot here. Something's afoot. And I'm very nervous because obviously they were not able to stop Donald Trump. In fact, not only were they not able to stop him, I want to play this clip for you. There was an MSNBC panel, and this really backfired on them because they had some black voters on there. Oh, and I'm going to get into the fact about how Byron Donalds, they're lying about what Byron Donalds said about Jim Crow. I'm going to get into that with you in just a second. But this is, and Matt, I don't know if you have this one yet. We're having some computer issues today.
Yeah,
but
I got it.
It was an MSNBC panel. Megyn Kelly reported on this. And they're shocked. A couple women on the panel are black, and they're backing Donald Trump. Take a listen.
MSNBC did a focus group. Some Trump voters in Georgia, two of whom in this clip for the listening audience are black. And listen to what happened.
Do each of you support Donald Trump?
I do.
Yes. 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 For all three of you.
Yes.
Has this trial changed your opinion, even caused you to waver or question that at all?
No, it's actually caused me to support him more.
I've talked to many people who formerly identified as a Democrat. They have changed their political persuasion to independent, and they are looking forward to voting for Trump. Wow. Because now they find something in common with a political candidate at that level.
When you say they find commonality, what is that commonality?
They have felt persecuted by the system of American injustice.
Bingo.
And it's not a stretch for them to think that Trump may be a victim as well.
Where does Trump go for his apology?
Yeah, you see, and this is, well, the problem, again, with them saying over and over and over again, over and over and over again, that the convicted felon Donald Trump, convicted felon Donald Trump, convicted felon Donald Trump, convicted felon Donald Trump. This is the problem. There are a lot of people out there who believe the system is rigged. A lot of people who believe the system is rigged. And when they see it being used in their politics, they don't like it. They don't like it. All right, 855-839-1210 and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Big show for you straight ahead. We're going to talk to Jeffrey Tucker of the Brownstone Institute regarding all the truth that's coming out now that they tried to hide from us regarding COVID and Fauci and everything else, and how suddenly now people drinking raw milk became right wing. If you can explain that. Listen, Garden State Earthworks, they're the absolute best when it comes to protecting your backyard from all the water damage. And there's a lot of water problems in backyards these days. So don't wait. Call the experts at Garden State Earthworks. Now, I've used them twice over the years in two separate houses. And each time, they solved my water problems for good, once and for all. So the first house had a wet basement. I didn't know Lou at the time, but I called up Garden State Earthworks. Lou Vargo comes to the house. He's a big teddy bear of a guy. Promises me there'll never be another drop of water in that basement ever again. And he was right, man of his word. And then we moved in. Then over the years, we became buddies. And he and his wife, Trisha, have been over for dinner, and we've hung out together, and I've recommended him to everybody who has water problems. And then we move into our new house, and the backyard is a swamp, a literal swamp. So Garden State Earthworks comes and drains the water away, and our backyard is enjoyable. If you've got any water problems in your backyard causing your damage to your swimming pool, maybe the pool liner keeps shifting, hardscaping damage, landscaping damage, water getting into your basement, remember, water problems never go away. And more rain coming tonight. So you need the experts. 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. Remember, Garden State Earthworks is the real deal, but they're super busy. So you need to tell them that I sent you and they'll make you a priority. So call them today. 856-848-4444 or GardenStateEarthworks.com. Trust the experts who have done so much great work for me. GardenStateEarthworks.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.